The Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Bei Hei Amud Aleph teaches us two episodes about Rebbe that, as we understand the Gemara, seem to show different type of behavior of Rebbe. The Gemara says, "Eidei Maisim Bahu Mahi." The Rebbe, the Gemara just mentioned, suffered terrible Yisurim. And the Gemara wants to know why. There was once a calf that was being taken to the Shechita. Also tayel reisha bekamfei the Rebbe. The animal tried to hide under Rebbe's coat, the kabachi, and was crying that it did not want to be slaughtered. Amalei, so Rebbe said to the calf, "Zil, go. Kilakach tzarta. That was why you were created, to be eaten." Amri, hoyav loikom rachim. So in Shemayim they said, since he doesn't have rachmanis, leisei ilay yisurim. Indeed, yisurim should come on him. Vayidei maisa holchu. And the Gemara tells us that the yisurim also left Rebbe because of a specific episode. And asked the Gemara Mahi, what was that episode? It says the Gemara, Yom Echad, have a kalkoncha amsa the Rebbe Besa. One day Rebbe's maid was sweeping the home. Have shagibe kashta. There were ants, cockroaches on the floor. For kalkonchalon, she was gathering them, sweeping them together to throw them out. Omle, so Rebbe said to his shifcha, shifkinu, ksiv rachma v'kol masof. One has to have, the Ebishter has Hashem has Rachmanis, mercy, Amri, Hoyl, Merachim, since he has Rachmanis, Merachim, we will have Rachmanis on him. And that's how his terrible Yisurim ended. So we need to understand a number of questions. The first question is, the Rebbe point, when he said to the eagle, "Ki l'kach natsarta," was actually a correct point. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals, that we should have food. So why was Rebbe punished when he said, "Ki l'kach natsarta"? So the Shlach HaKadosh explains the why. Indeed, are we allowed to eat animals? Why are we allowed to kill an animal in order to eat it? So he explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world four madregas. Doimim, something totally inanimate, a stone, earth. Tzemeich, something that grows, plants, flowers. Chai, animals, medaber. And he explains that Tzemeich eats the doimim, plants, vegetables, fruits, nourished from the ground. From that creates that the domain goes up a madrega from just being a domain to being a tzomeach. And then the animals eat the tzomeach, and that raises the level of the tzomeach from being just a tzomeach to a chai. And then when the person eats the chai, he raises the level of the chai from just being a chai to becoming a medaber. Says the Shlach, that's only when the person who's eating the animal is on a higher madrega than the animal. So by him eating the animal, he raises up the level of the animal from just being a chai to becoming a medaber. But if the person eating the animal is not on the proper madrega, he's a Ma'aretz, he's not a Yerushmayim. So then, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nimshulka behemus nidmu. So people that are similar to animals, such a person has no right to eat animal. And that's what happened over here, explains the Shlach. This animal was going to be slaughtered to be eaten by an Ma'aretz. And the animal ran to Rebbe and said, What right does this person have to slaughter me, to eat me? He's no better than I am. And the Chasam Sofer explains, because Chazal teach us in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Amoritz Es Osalach Basar. And he explains, because the reason that we just gave, because nothing is accomplished positively when Amoritz eats meat. And since nothing positively is accomplished when an animal eats, when an Amoritz eats meat, as we just explained from the Shalom, he has no right to eat meat, and that's why this animal ran to Rebbe that it had no right to be slaughtered. The Mashal takes a different approach. He says, even though animals were meant to be eaten, explains the Mashal, when should an animal be eaten? A shor, an axe, which came to its full potential. It was a calf. It worked. And then as it got older and is unable to work, so then you shecht it. But to shecht the calf before it came to its whole, to its full potential, that is what this calf was warning to Rebbe. The calf was warning to Rebbe and saying to Rebbe, I'm still a young calf and I still have so much potential. How can you let me be slaughtered before I reached my potential? Rav Dessler Zatzal explains, as we're learning here in the Gemara, these two different characteristics of Rebbe. On one hand, we see that Rebbe did not show such great mercy to the animal. On the other hand, we see the Rebbe had showed great mercy to the ants on the floor. So he says that Rebbe was 100% correct when he said to the eagle, Ki l'kach natzarta. But even though Rebbe said that, that didn't mean that when Rebbe spoke to the animal that way, it didn't have an effect on him. It took away from him the midas harachmonis, which is so much required of every person. And therefore, even though what he said was 100% correct, for 13 years, he had to suffer, as the Gemara explains, such horrible yesurim to come again to the madrega of perfect Rachmanis. From here we see how, says Rav Dessler Zatzal, how every act and every word that we say and everything that we do has such a profound effect on us, and therefore, even though if it's technically correct, we have to think about how does it affect my behavior? How does it affect who I am? And accordingly, know to act and feel every little tenua. But the question continues, what is the proper attitude that the halacha requires of us towards animals? In our Gemara, we find two different attitudes. On one hand, we find that he was sort of not so caring of the animal. Said to the eagle, Ki l'kach natzarta. On the other hand, we see they had such rachmanis on the on these little ants that were in his house. And the answer really is, and that's the way the place can teach us, is that you have to judge every situation independently. And of course, when there's a situation where it involves a person eating, so the halacha is that we hold that everything Hashem created was created for us to be able to do our avodas Hashem, and therefore we're allowed to eat. even animals. On the other hand, when there is no constructive purpose of not showing mercy, then of course that's the wrong thing, and a person has to show tremendous rachmanis. In the Shaul Satshuvas, Shaul Shiavitz, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud, he explains that a person should look at every act that he does towards a living thing and think about the Midas HaRachmanis. Think about the Midas HaRachmanis that one has to have. Ramosha Natshuva, Mishal Natshuva, Igris Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelet Beis, Simen Mem Zayin, discusses this question where somebody has a problem with ants and flies. Is he allowed to kill them? So he says that certainly one has to be concerned about the covet and the comfort and the dignity of a human being more than worrying about animals. And he brings a very nice raya. He says, in our Gemara, in our Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara taught us the halachas of prikotina, about loading and helping to load and unload an animal. Yet the Gemara over there taught us that Zokav Enel Fi Kvoidai, if it's not to the covet of a person that he should be loading and unloading an animal, he's potter, he's exempt. Why? He quotes a ram that explains this. Isn't there a concept of Tzar Baal Chaim? So he says, from here we see that even though there's a concept of Tzar Baal Chaim, that doesn't mean that Tzar Baal Chaim, that doesn't mean that Tzar Baal Chaim is always to be considered an absolute consideration. And in a situation where it's the tsar and the covet of a human being versus the tsar of a Baal Chai, we look at the covet of the person. And therefore, if it's not to the covet of the person that he should be working with animals, even though there's a consideration of tsar Baal Chaim, we don't think about tsar Baal Chaim, we don't think about a Shavas Aveda in such situations, because the dignity of a person comes first. However, says Rav Moshe, even though, well, accordingly, one is allowed to kill ants and flies, etc., that are bothering them, Rav Moshe says it's not appropriate to kill them directly. And what one should do is he should leave spray or poison, and the animal will come in contact, the ant, the fly will come in contact with them, and that's how they'll be disposed of. But to actually kill is inappropriate, because the Torah says, Rachma v'kol ma'asav. We should have always rachmanis. And acting in a way that doesn't always show rachmanis is not the way of the Torah. In fact, I saw a beautiful story from the Blujva Rebbe. The Blujva Rebbe grandfather was the Tzvila Tzaddik. The Tzvila Tzaddik, his grandfather, saw that the Blujva Rebbe, already when he was a young boy, was destined for greatness, had great potential. And he spent a lot of time being mechanech of him, educating him, and what is the appropriate way how to live. And the Blujva Rebbe said, this was one episode of the chinuch that he received from his grandfather, the Tzvila Tzaddik. The Blue Rebbe and his grandfather, Tzvi Tzadik, were once walking in the street. And there were ants on the floor. And the Blue Rebbe stepped on the ant and killed it. At that point, his grandfather told him, "I want to tell you what I think might have happened just now." He said, "Before you did what you did, you should have thought as follows. There's two ants, a male ant and a female ant, are about to get married. And the male ant is already standing, waiting for his kala, the female ant, to arrive. And there are hundreds and thousands of ants gathered together to watch this marriage. And right in the last moment, could you imagine if this was a human being? A chassan standing under the chuppah, the entire audience is sitting there waiting for the kala to arrive. And the last second before the kala is about to arrive, so a terrible tragedy happens. And the kala dies. No one can even begin to fathom the depth of that tragedy." Said the Tzvi Tzadik to the Blue Zhver Rebbe, "Maybe that ant that you killed was the kala that was going to its chasna." What did the Tzvi Tzadik mean? What the Tzvi Tzadik, I think, meant to say was that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world was created for a tachlis, was created with a specific goal. And we have no right to interfere with that goal unless there's a specific constructive purpose. Otherwise, how can we do so? And in fact, the Blue Zhver Rebbe said that from then on, it was impossible for him ever to harm any creature, even the smallest ant, after this very powerful message that he heard from his grandfather. And there's a tremendous tshuva in the Shaila for Tshuvos, 3-day H, Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadik Aleph. The tshuva there is primarily about testing, doing experimentation with animals, etc. And the 3-day H says a very powerful vart. He says, and people who look in the tshuvas of the 3-day H know that the 3-day H was one of the Gedolei Yisrael who took up the cause of Shechita, and to explain why to defend Shechita from its opponents. He says, one shouldn't necessarily say that there is no Tzar Baal Chaim by Shechita. There very well may be Tzar Baal Chaim by Shechita. Guess what? The Torah tells us that we're allowed to eat meat, and the way we can eat meat is by shechting the animal first. But that doesn't mean that there isn't Tzar Baal Chaim. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be concerned about Tzar Baal Chaim. And it doesn't mean that unless there's a constructive purpose, we have a right to do anything which may be considered Tzar Baal Chaim. And as Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, what happened to Rebbe wasn't a punishment. What happened to Rebbe was mida keneged mida. The Chazal teach us in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amabez, Kol Merachem Al Abrius, Merachem Olam Min Hashemayim. Whoever has Rachmanis on Hashem's creatures, Hashem will have Rachmanis on him. The Kol She'ein Merachem Al Abrius, Ein Merachem Olam Min Hashemayim. So even though Rebbe might have been technically correct, even though he would have been technically correct, it's not Rachmanis. And if we want Rachmanis, we have to act with Rachmanis. I saw that there were, we know that Gemara Masechta Beyah teaches it to us many times, that in Yontif, one is allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. And included in the heter to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh on Yontif is to Shecht on Yontif. The halacha, however, is that one should not. The halacha is that in Rosh Hashanah, we don't shecht animals or birds. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on us. And how can we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on us if we don't have Rachmanis on his creatures? And I saw a gewalde gewort. We know that the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, Ulemekneu osu sukkos. Yaakov Avinu made for his cattle sukkos. He treated his animals with tremendous care. And the minig is that in Motzei Shabbos, particularly if somebody is going to take a trip during the week, the minig is on Motzei Shabbos before he takes the trip, he should say Parshas Vayishlach. Perhaps, why do we say Parshas Vayishlach? So Parshas Pshat, because Yaakov took a trip, left Lavan to come home, met Esav on the way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped that trip should go with such gevaldig hatzlocha. Maybe Pshat is, in that trip, we see Ulemeknei osu sukkos, that Yaakov showed tremendous compassion for his animals as he embarked on that trip. So before we take a trip, and we want hatzlocha, so we say Ulemeknei osu sukkos, kol rachem al abriyos, whoever has rachmanis, whoever follows this way, merachem al shamayim, that before we go and begin the trip, we should have Hatzlacha. If we show Rachmanis, Merachim Olam Shemayim, we should always be those that Merachim Olam Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Rachmanis on us.